Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we learned about Ruth, a woman who chose to follow God faithfully, even when life was hard. And God used her story to bring joy to Naomi and to prepare the way for King David, and even Jesus. Today, we begin a brand new story. It's about a little boy named Samuel, someone not much older than you, who learned how to listen to God's voice. Are you ready? Let's hear his story. Before Samuel was even born, his mother Hannah prayed for him. She had no children and asked God to give her a son. She promised God that if he gave her a son, she would give the son back to serve God for all his life. God heard her prayer, and Samuel was born. When Samuel was still very young, Hannah brought him to the tabernacle, the special tent where people worshipped God. There, Samuel lived and served under the priest Eli. One night, while Samuel was sleeping, he suddenly heard a voice. "Samuel!" Samuel woke up. He thought Eli was calling, so he ran to him and said, "Here I am." But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." Samuel lay down again. Soon, the voice came a second time. "Samuel!" Again, he ran to Eli. "Here I am. You called me." Again, Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." A third time, the voice called. "Samuel!" Samuel hurried to Eli again. This time, Eli realized something special was happening. It was not Eli calling, it was God himself. So Eli told Samuel, "Go back and lie down. If he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Samuel returned to bed, his heart probably beating fast. Then the voice came again. "Samuel! Samuel!" This time, Samuel answered just as Eli taught him. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And God spoke to Samuel. From that day on, Samuel began to hear God's voice and deliver his messages to the people of Israel. He grew up to become one of God's most important prophets. Isn't that amazing? Samuel was just a boy, but God still chose to speak to him. And Samuel listened. Let's think about a few things together. Do you sometimes feel like God is far away? This story reminds us he knows your name and wants to speak to you. Samuel listened carefully. What are some ways you can listen to God today? Through prayer, reading the Bible with your family, or being quiet and thinking about him. Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That's a prayer you can say too. God doesn't just use grown-ups. He can use you, even now. Thanks for joining me today. Next time on Wonderfully Made, we'll continue Samuel's story and learn how he grew into a leader who guided God's people. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made, and God hears you when you call to him. Bye for now.